the Finnsiders, the men of Troy joining me, Dolphins Troy Stratford, Troy Drayton, and now welcome the new general manager of the Miami Dolphins, Dennis Hickey. Dennis, welcome to South Florida. Welcome to the Miami Dolphins. It's good to see you because we've been looking for a general manager here for a while, and I'm glad that we found one and found a quality person in Dennis Hickey. After spending 18 years with one organization, how excited are you just to get this opportunity to run a franchise?
No, it's very exciting. It's a culmination of 18 years of work. Actually, going back from that, you always through the process, you always put together how you would do it if you were sitting in the chair, and I'm just excited to the people that I'm working with, because that's so important to get success, to have people that you feel like you can work with collectively and in a collaborative fashion, and being on the same page and going forward together in alignment. That's exciting. But it's been a true blessing, and I'm humbled by it. Again, this is not just any franchise, in my opinion. This is one of the premier franchises with a rich history of players. You've experienced greatness here, and it's exciting, and it's the idea of trying to bring back the greatness that the fan base deserves, that they want, and that the city deserves.
I'm sure you've constructed a roadmap of ideas over your history of being in different roles in the National Football League with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and waiting for this career moment. Some of your visions for the franchise of the Miami Dolphins and where you want to take this. I know you're a competitive person, and winning is the paramount. That's the pinnacle. What is your vision right now for the Miami Dolphins?
I want to push the envelope. I've always thought that this is the most competitive league in the world, in the sports world. But it doesn't stop just at the players on the field. It doesn't stop in coaching, and I've always felt in scouting it doesn't stop there. And that really trying to look at, and I kept talking about processes, and there's a lot of detail to it, but I'm a firm believer in that, and continuing to tweak, change the process. A lot of the things, you're going to make a lot of mistakes, and I've made a lot of mistakes in my time, but I pride myself on learning from those mistakes, altering the processes. Is there a breakdown? Is there something we're not doing that we should be doing? Change it, so, because I do believe that the process leads you to good decisions and consistent decisions, and that's what I believe, and that's what I'm excited to bring to Miami.
Dennis, first of all, welcome to South Florida. Thanks, Troy. Again, part of the family now here with the Miami Dolphins. Here's my question. I don't know if there's an answer to it, but when I look at great teams in the National Football League, they have an identity. The Correct. Broncos in the Super Bowl, they could throw the heck out of the football. In Seattle, they could play great defense. After 1 year in the job with the Miami Dolphins, we go through next season, your vision for the identity of the Miami Dolphins would be what?
Consistent, tough, physical football team. If you look at the teams that were competing, in the last couple weeks in the playoffs, and that's what you saw. And several of those teams we played in the last year, and that's what they were. They were physical, they're tough, play good defense, ran the ball, had talent at skill positions, had a good offensive line. Those are the things you want, that sustain success. I mean, if you don't have that thing, I'm a firm believer, you got to win up front, and that's where it all starts. And that is what, that's my goal, to bring, to have consistent team that can win not only in September and October, but can win in December and January. You have to build your team that way.
I know you've been with the Buccaneers for a long time, and you had a chance to see a lot of transformation. So in your years leading up to the Bucs winning a Super Bowl, what changed within the Bucs organization to help them transform them into Super Bowl champions?
The thing I saw there, and that's another thing that's part of my vision for our team, is bringing in obviously the talented teachers and good players, but the competitive environment, that where peer pressure leads to greatness, where guys are pushing each other. They don't need motivation from the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. It's great players pushing great players to be better than they were. And that's what I saw. And that was the difference. Guys like Warren Sapp, Warwick Dunn, Derek Brooks, John Lynch, it was as a competitive environment as I've ever seen. And, from the ping pong table and training camp to, the practices. And then when Coach Gruden came in, now it became very competitive offense, defense. I mean, it was straight out war between those guys, scheming, game planning for practice. It was such a competitive environment, and that just pushed everyone to reach their potential. And that's what we got to bring here, and just bring that competitive nature to pervade the whole organization.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Competition brings out the best in everybody, right? Dolphins' new general manager, Dennis Hickey. Dennis, what did you think about the Dolphins' organization, or as you look from afar, the roster 2 weeks ago compared to how you feel right now about it?
Well, obviously, the organization, anytime you actually get in the building and start interacting, just when you're not in an interview, you're just being yourself. And as I, one of the things I wanted to do is I just wanted to walk the halls and just reach an office. I didn't have scheduled meetings, but I just want to interact with people and just, you know, kind of see what they're about and, you know, what their vision for teams and really jump in and listen and just see their plans. And, you know, because I think, you know, if you truly have a collective environment, you have to listen. It's not, you know, my idea, your idea. Let's get all the ideas together. I always think of it as a think tank environment, you know, and that's kind of the same thing with a competitive, you know, pushing each other to greatness with all the different ideas and just getting to know people. And that's kind of what I've tried to do in the first couple of days. You know, it's been a whirlwind, and I want to do more, but that's kind of my thoughts.
Obviously, you had a chance to sit down with Joe Philbin through the process of getting this job. Have you had a chance to sit down with any of the position coaches or the scouts and get an idea, get a feel or a sense from where they're at?
Yeah, real briefly. Like I said, I mentioned in there, I had a brief personnel meeting, just kind of, hey, this is who I am.
Yeah.
This is where we're going. This is what you can expect over the next couple months and, you know, just my vision and what I'm about and, you know, what my expectations are and, you know, just from a, you know, a painting character standpoint and detailed reports and everyone was great about that. You know, that's kind of where it stands right now, and we'll just keep going forward that way.
Dennis, you know, I go back in time, and I wonder back in 2000 if I was forward-thinking or if there were GMs out there that was forward-thinking saying, the NFL is going in this direction. All of a sudden, everyone's going to be throwing the ball 40, 50 times every week. The vision of where the Miami – not necessarily the Miami Dolphins, but where the NFL is headed in the next 5 or 7 years, is there a little idea that you give us where the NFL is headed?
Well, I think, look, football is football, and it keeps going down to you got to. I think the fundamentals of you got to block, you got to tackle, you got to throw the ball accurately, and you got to catch the ball. I mean, those fundamentals, and I know a lot of different schemes with read option and, you know, the spread and all those things. But essentially, I just remember going back to when I was with the Bucks in '99. You had the greatest show on turf, and we were playing them at the St. Louis up at St. Louis, and no one favored us, but. Our key and the message through that week leading up to it, no one gave us a chance. But it's like, look, we're going to be physical, we're going to tackle hard, and we're going to make it difficult. And they may catch the ball, but they're going to go down hard. And you know, they end up – we lost the game, but it was 10-6. Mm-hmm. But again, going back to you got to play physical, you got to tackle. I'm a fundamentalist. It goes down to the basics. Schemes are great, and they work great when great players are doing them, right? You know, but if you don't have that and you're not blocking, you're not tackling effectively, I think it doesn't lead to success. And I think as you look at the playoff teams, you know, the teams that played physical and tough, you know, those were the teams that, you know, went far.
You mentioned those qualities in a football team. AFC East, the New England Patriots, obviously that's the team that the Miami Dolphins want to knock off. Do you build your football team to beat the New England Patriots, or do you build a different team? Do you build a team to beat everyone? I mean, obviously, that's the goal. You want to win a championship. You want to win a Super Bowl. But to do that, you have to get by, right now, the New England Patriots.
Right. I think competing in your division. But I think it goes back to you got to build according to your philosophy and who you are. Because it's easy to say,
yeah.
but you have to be disciplined to who you want to be. And you know, that's what it's important about working together with coaching and, you know, Coach Philbin and myself and our staffs, you know, just working, who do we want to be? And it is important. You got to match up. I mean, this league's about matchups, right? And so you got to be able to match up and, you know, be able to compete within the division. But, you know, it's not about winning the division. You know, I want to win the championship. You want to win the ring. You want to bring – it's great through the second floor, seeing the two Lombardi trophies. That's what we're about. You know, that is the goal. And, you know, but you do have to take care of your division first. And so, and obviously, you know, New England has set its standard and, you know, that's the way we approach it.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. Dolphins GM Dennis Hickey, let's go win a championship, right?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
That sounds right.
Get on the field right now, right?